The Vatican Library possesses over a million old, rare, and printed books. With some 65,000 works, its collection of illuminated manuscripts is one of the world's most extensive. Among them, what is believed to be the oldest known complete Bible, the Codex B, which dates from about 325 AD, and could well be one of the 50 original Bibles that the Roman Emperor Constantine commissioned. The three-year remodeling project included new elevators, which now connect restoration and photographic laboratories and archives to the manuscript storage rooms and reading rooms. Modern climate control units now keep archival storage and research rooms free from humidity and maintain constant temperatures to safeguard the centuries-old manuscripts. Library Prefect Monsignor Cesare Pazzini says the reading rooms and archives are ready and waiting to welcome back scholars when the library officially opens September 20th.
Quali sono le novità? Le metto in modo sintetico.
He explains some of the novelties they'll find when they return. The computerization of the entrance procedure, thanks to an ID card equipped with a radio frequency ID microchip that scholars will receive when they apply. In the reading rooms, scholars will have the possibility to hook up to the library's network via Wi-Fi using their own personal computers from their desk in the room. And thanks to microchip tags in the books and to a security and surveillance system installed throughout the library, personnel can follow the eventual transfer of books from one area to another, and if necessary, to prevent a volume from being taken without authorization.
Lo capite bene, è importante.
The library's website at www.vaticanlibrary.va also offers a series of services which include the possibility to directly make requests for photographic reproductions and receive an informative periodical newsletter. To celebrate the reopening of the library, a public exhibit on the history of the institution will open November 10th in the Carlo Magno wing of Bernini's Colonnade to the left of St. Peter's Square. From the 11th to the 13th of November, a conference will examine the Apostolic Library as a place of research and as an institution at the service of scholars. And soon, the first in a 7-volume series of books entitled The Origins of the Vatican Library from Humanism to Renaissance will be issued, looking back at the history of the institution, which opened in 1451. I'm Tracy McClure.